This is the Sunday worship service of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found, for this, the 23rd day of February, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2025, as reckoned by our calendar. Hear now the word of the Lord, Psalm 150, Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. The reading begins at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Almighty God, all holy, all wise, eternal Father in heaven, thank you for this day, for the day of the original offering of this worship service, and for whatever day the hearers, Lord, tune in to listen. I pray for the opportunity, Father God, in Jesus' name, of each one to listen, to hear, and be blessed. I pray for the operation of the Holy Ghost, not only on this first day, but whenever these words make contact with one's ears. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, may the Holy Spirit himself operate to your glory and to their good and blessing them. I bless your name, I praise your name, and I shout hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening selection is titled, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Found at selection number 40. Selection number 40 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal, published by Convention Press, Nashville, Tennessee, USA. The song is titled, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. The lyrics are now offered. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall, hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord. I call your attention to the New Testament book of the Acts, A-C-T-S. It is titled The Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament. In your Bible, I would appreciate you if you would read along with me. As you know, I like to read a healthy portion of Scripture. Scripture is the most important thing of worship, because Scripture is the Word of Almighty God. And I just love to read a healthy portion of worship. So please get your Bible and turn to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2 in your Holy Bible. Acts chapter 2 in your Holy Bible. And in Acts chapter 2, the reading is going to begin at verse number 1. Acts chapter 2, the reading beginning at verse number 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in his own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, in Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others, mocking, said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed this forth, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 47. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 47. Our next selection is titled Blessed Assurance, found at selection number 334 in the 1975 Convention Press Edition of the Baptist Hymnal, selection 334. Selection 334. The song is titled Blessed Assurance. The lyrics are now offered. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I call you back now to the book of Acts, to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. And in Acts chapter 3, the reading begins at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping, stood up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning every one of you from his iniquities. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 26. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 26. Our next selection is titled, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Found in selection number 202 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 202, titled, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. The lyrics are now offered. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all thy journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee. Amen. Thank you. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Wonderful, 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 wonderful worship music of the Lord. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Thank the Lord for this wonderful, wonderful worship service. And I call your attention to the book of Acts, chapter 4. Acts chapter 4 in the Holy Bible. Acts chapter 4. In Acts chapter 4, the reading begins at verse number 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of ye builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell at Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, Why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, and the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is, being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 37. Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 37. We will now be blessed by a selection by Sister Mildred Noble, as the Lord leads her.
The lasting portion, love and friend, all life to me. All alone, my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All alone, my pilgrim's journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Not for ease, or worldly pleasure, nor for fame, my prayer shall be. Only will our talents suffer, only let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Let me will our talents suffer, only let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Let me will our toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Amen.
Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. We need to walk exactly as she sang. Particularly now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was our wonderful holy sister, Mildred Noble, singing for us. Thank the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. In days like these, in days like these, in times like these, we truly, truly, truly need to walk close to Jesus Christ. In days like these, in times like these. Thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful worship selection. I call your attention now back to the book of Acts, to Acts chapter 5, to Acts chapter 5 in the Holy Bible. The book of Acts, chapter 5. The reading begins at verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in, And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is of the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. And when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, Did not we straitly command that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. When they heard that, They were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Thutis, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 42. Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 42. Our next selection is titled, The Church's One Foundation. The Church's One Foundation. Found as selection number 236 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 236, titled The Church's One Foundation. The Church's One Foundation. The lyrics are now offered. The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is his new creation by Spirit and the Word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one over all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses, with every grace endued, mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with the vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Thank you. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ her Lord. Hallelujah. The church's one foundation. Not the preacher, not the deacons, not the choir, not the trustees, not the Sunday school teacher. The church's one foundation. Not the bishop, not the elder, not even the pope. The church's one foundation, hallelujah, is Jesus Christ her Lord. Hallelujah. It is time for our offering. Our offertory selection, our offertory scripture is found as Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, M-A-L-A-C-H-I. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, the reading begins at verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Our offertory selection is titled, Whosoever Will. Found at selection number 184 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 184. Selection 184 titled, Whosoever Will. The lyrics are now offered. Whosoever heareth, shout, shout the sound. Spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis a loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh need not delay. Now the door is open, enter while you may. Jesus is the true, the only living way. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis a loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, the promise is secure. Whosoever will, forever must endure. Whosoever will, 'tis life forevermore. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis a loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. will. Hallelujah. Whosoever heareth, shout the sound. Spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis a loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh need not delay. Now the door is open. Enter while you may. Jesus is the true, the only living way. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis a loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, the promise is secure. Whosoever will, forever must endure. Whosoever will, 'tis life forevermore. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis a loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, I called your attention back to Acts chapter 5 in the Holy Bible, the book of Acts, A-C-T-S, chapter 5. The reading begins at verse 25. Acts chapter 5, beginning reading at verse 25. Then came one and told them, saying, Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. Acts chapter 5, verses 25 through 29. Acts chapter 5, verses 25 through 29. Our next selection will be offered by our sister Mildred Noble, as the Lord leads her.
Time is filled with swift transition. Not all earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if thy earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope to God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand, and whosoever will may come. Oh, this is a wonderful time. If you want to come and be saved, oh, what a wonderful, wonderful time, and what a wonderful, wonderful singing and musical selection. We had two wonderful musical selections from Sister Noble. Wonderful, wonderful selections, and thank the Lord for that. I call the attention now back to Acts chapter 5. The book of Acts, chapter 5. I call your attention back to Acts, chapter 5, and particularly to verse 29 in Acts, chapter 5. Acts, chapter 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." We ought to obey God rather than men. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, in Jesus' name, I bless your name. I praise your name and I shout hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this worship service and for all, Father God, who participate herein by offering true spiritual worship unto Thee. And I thank Thee for every listening ear, and I ask Thee in Jesus' name to bless every listener to Your glory and to his or her good. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. For a short while, my friends, let's commune together in worship using the topic, Obey God. Obey God. The first question that I must ask myself as the preacher, am I obeying God? And the first question you need to ask yourself, the same, ask yourself if you are obeying God. The answer is either yes or no. Either you are obeying God or you are not. The answer is either yes or no. The answer is either yes or no. Either you are obeying God or you are not obeying God. Am I obeying God? If you are not obeying God, the next question might be, am I trying to obey God? Am I trying to obey God? Answer that question. Question number one, am I obeying God? Question number two, am I trying to obey God? Question number three, am I not trying to obey God? Are you not paying God any attention? Are you not trying to obey God? Those are three cardinal questions for you this day. Whatever day it is in your life, whatever year you are in your life, whether you are 10 years old or 110, ask yourself the question, am I obeying God? And then the next question, am I trying to obey God? And the third question, am I not trying to obey God? Those are three totally important questions to your present, your future, and your eternity. Am I obeying God? Am I trying to obey God? Am I not trying to obey God? But what are the differences? If you are obeying God, you are pleasing God. If you are trying to obey God, you're trying to please God. If you are not trying to obey God, You're not trying to please God. Blessings follow obedience. Now, some of you would contend that, well, I know people who say they are Christians and they try to live holy and they have a hard time. Well, no one said that life on planet Earth would be a flowery bed of ease. That's not what we're promised. Even after we're saved, even after we obey God, we're not promised that everything is going to be easy. But one thing we're promised is that God will be pleased with us. He is pleased with those who obey Him. Even those who are trying, who are struggling. Are you trying to obey Him? If you're not obeying God, are you trying to obey Him? Are you struggling? Are you struggling? Are you struggling? At least you're on the road. You're pressing on toward the mark of obedience. But if you're not trying to obey God, then you are in a miserable condition. Even though you may think you are rich, you may think you are happy, you may think you have it all going on, you may think you are cool, you may be popular, you may be in demand, but if you are not trying to obey God, you have the most serious problem that a human being could ever have, because you're not trying at all to obey God. Perhaps you don't believe in God. Perhaps you don't believe He's real. You don't believe He exists. You've been deceived by that great deceiver. I shouldn't call him great, but he's deceived so many people. He probably deserves the accolade of the great deceiver. Satan, the adversary, has deceived you through people you know, through people you respect, through people you follow, through people who are mentoring you. The adversary may have deceived you, and you are not trying to obey God. In our text, we find the disciples of Jesus Christ being opposed by the leaders of their day. They're being opposed by the people who had crucified their leader, their rabbi, Jesus Christ. They had crucified Jesus, and the disciples, the followers of Jesus, were afraid. They fled. They lied. They denied Him. It was a horrible time. It was a dangerous time. They had just crucified Jesus. And it was clear that if they crucified Him, they were willing to crucify them also. So what do you do when you have the option of ministering and witnessing or dying? That's what they were facing. Minister, witness, and die possibly. And they had the example of their leader having been killed by these same people. Peter said as much as he spoke to them. They had fled. They had been afraid. They had hidden. But then came the Holy Ghost. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you have the Holy Ghost in your church? If your church is not obeying God, more than likely the Holy Ghost is not operating. Because in any church where the Holy Ghost is operating, obedience to Almighty God will be job one, will be aim one, will be mission one. O-N-E, mission one, the number one. But if the Holy Ghost is not in your church, a person can walk into your church and find a whole lot of stuff that's not of God. If Holy Ghost is not in you, a person can look into your life and find a whole lot of stuff that is not of God. So these men, a few weeks earlier, had fled, had lied, had denied. But then they were all assembled together and the Holy Ghost came. After He came, they had boldness. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you might flip over for anything. Even though you call yourself Christian, You will go along with the political system. You will go along with the social system. You will go along with your family system. You will go along with your job and work system. You will go along with any system if you don't have the Holy Ghost, because you are afraid. The Holy Ghost takes the coward out of you. The Holy Ghost replaces the coward with the power of God, and God is almighty. Then you'll be able to obey God. Are you obeying God, yes or no? Are you trying to obey God, yes or no? Are you not trying to obey God, yes or no? Are you a spiritual coward? What do you mean, Reverend? Are you flipping over for the philosophies of the enemy? Are you not standing and doing what God says do? That's what these men did. In the face of these rulers who could have killed them if the people let them, but God had already shown his power. When you have the Holy Ghost, God will show his power. God will show his power. He will show his power. So God was active. Though the leaders wanted to do away with them, God had given them so much power that the people were their supporters. The leaders were afraid to destroy them because the people would have possibly risen up against the leaders. Even the captain and the officers, when they went to bring them, they were careful with them because they were afraid that the people would stone them. God was active. When you have the Holy Ghost, when you stand for God, when you obey God, he will stand with you. And thus, in the middle of this opposition by the powers that be, Peter and the other apostles said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Are you willing to obey God rather than men? Or are you a spiritual coward that you are going to obey man every time? You're going to do what man says. But they say here, we ought to obey God rather than men. You have a decision to make, my friend. Not your group. Not your wife, if you're a husband. Not your husband, your wife, but you. Why, oh, you? Matter of fact, you're a husband. You're the leader of your house. You're the head of your house. If you live in the Western Hemisphere, they don't want that anymore. They want the woman to lead. And be careful, because if you do the wrong thing, they'll put you in prison. If you say the wrong thing, they'll put you in prison. So you've lost control of your house. How do you get back control? You pray to God and say, God, I need the Holy Ghost. Not only do I need the Holy Ghost, I need your power to operate. I need you to do whatever needs to be done to get me back in control of my house. Most of you in the United States of America have probably lost control of your house. I'm sorry to say it. You won't like it. You will say, what do you say? I say your wives are leading your house. The women in your family are leading, and God gave man the leadership. But you are afraid because you are a spiritual coward. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. They had put them in prison, and God sent an angel to get them out. God sent an angel. And when they went looking for them, the prison looked like nothing had happened. Just like it was. The only difference was they weren't there. The guards were keeping the door, the gates of the prison were shut. The guards were standing guard, but the people of God were gone. God sent his angel. Why? Because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were no longer spiritual cowards. I'm afraid in the year 2025, there are many spiritual cowards. People who do not know God. People who do not have the Holy Ghost. People who will not stand against man because they're afraid of what man will do to them. And you're also a coward if you go shooting and killing people and not trust in God. You can think you are strong because you take things in your own hands and start hurting people. That just makes you foolish. They didn't do that. They trusted God. They did not do that. They trusted God. Now, I'm not saying that God doesn't want you to protect your home if someone tries to break in. And if you have the instrumentation of protection, a weapon or whatever, I'm not telling you not to use that if God tells you to defend your family. I'm talking about spiritual things. They were dealing here with ministry. They were dealing here with spiritual things. If you are afraid to minister the word of God, there is cowardice in you. If you are going to let the devil come in and take over your church and keep you from preaching the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, there is spiritual cowardice in you. And the only way to get it out is to get the Holy Ghost in you. You fast and you pray and you determine in your heart, I'm going to preach the word of God no matter what man says. I'm going to teach the word of God no matter what man says. And some of you men preachers, I'm sorry to say it, but I'm afraid that some of your wives write your sermons. I'm afraid that some of your wives come home and say, well, why did you preach about that today? We don't want to hear about that. The devil will send people to oppose you in your own house, in your own bed, in your own church. If you want to be a preacher, you got to have sense enough to say, I'm going to stand with God come what may. I'm going to stand with God whether my marriage stands or whether my marriage fails. I'm going to stand with God whether my children come home or whether they don't come home. I'm going to preach the gospel come hell or high water. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Therefore, Acts chapter 5, verse 29 says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. My word to you today, my friends, doesn't take a long sermon to preach this. My word to you today is obey God. Obey God. Obey God. When they asked you, what did the preacher preach about? Tell them the preacher said, obey God. 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 Surrender to Him. Even you've got to surrender your entire life. Even you have got to go through where they will try to kill you, and they have killed some Christians. There's a whole history of Christians being killed. But when you have the Holy Ghost, you're going to stand come what may, come who may, regardless of what she say, regardless of what he say, regardless of what she says, regardless of what he says. Stand with God and trust God to stand with you. What did the preacher preach about? Obey God. What did the preacher preach about? Obey God. What did the preacher preach about? Obey God. Let us pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, take the coward out of the person who is running from thee and obeying the adversary. Take the coward, the spiritual coward, out of the preacher. Take the spiritual coward out of the bishop. Take the spiritual coward out of the elder. Take the spiritual coward out of the deacon. Take the spiritual coward out of the choir director. Take the spiritual coward out of the Sunday school teacher. Take the spiritual coward out of the Bible class teacher. Take the cowardice. Take the cowardice out of those who name the name of Jesus. Help them to stand on thee and thee alone. Help them to remember Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Hallelujah. Father God, take the cowardice out of the Christian church. Take the cowardice out of the Christian church. Please take the cowardice out of the Christian church. And Father God, save those who are listening who are not saved. Some of them are willing to be courageous men and women for God. Some of them are willing to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father God, save them to the uttermost. Some right now in the guttermost, but save them from the guttermost to the uttermost. Save them from the guttermost to the uttermost. Because the church needs courageous men, courageous women, spiritually courageous. The church needs courageous boys and courageous girls, spiritually courageous. Father God, in Jesus' name, save them from the guttermost to the uttermost, to your great glory, to their great good, and to the great good and progress of the Christian church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our selection of invitation to Christ is titled The Solid Rock. It may be titled in your book, My Hope is Built. In the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal, it is titled The Solid Rock and found in selection number 337. 337. Selection 337. The song is titled The Solid Rock. But in your book it may be titled My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. The lyrics are now offered. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Thank you. Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Standing on Christ, you can obey God. Yes, yes, you can obey God. Standing on Christ, you are likely to obey God. But if you are not standing on Christ, the solid rock, you need to surrender. You have not surrendered. You are being misled by the evil one. If you are not obeying God and you are not standing on the solid rock. And thus you need to surrender to Almighty God. You need to surrender in order to obey God the way one must. One must surrender to Almighty God. Surrender. There is a song titled, I Surrender All. I Surrender All. I Surrender All. Are you ready, my friend, to obey God? Are you ready to surrender to Almighty God? Those of us who obey Him, we have surrendered to Him. And those who have not surrendered to Him are not obeying Him. Are you willing to surrender all? The song titled, I Surrender All, has the following lyrics. I offer the following lyrics of the song titled, I Surrender All, found at selection number 347 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song titled, I Surrender All, is found at selection 347 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. My friends, if you are not, my friend, if you are not obeying God, if you are not standing on the solid rock of Christ, you need to surrender, and you can do it right now, right now, right now, right now. You can pray wherever you are. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. If you're flying a plane, keep your eyes open. You can do it if there are other people in the room. You can begin mentally saying, Lord, I surrender to you. They don't even have to hear you. He knows your heart. You must mean it in your heart, your heart, your heart. Think it in your mind. And then when you get by yourself or get with someone who knows the Lord, then you can pray and pray and pray until you get saved. You need to surrender. The song is titled, I Surrender All, found at selection number 347 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled, I Surrender All. I Surrender All, found at selection number 347 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection number 347 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The lyrics are now offered. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Make me, Savior, wholly Thine. Let me feel Thy Holy Spirit. Truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all, I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all, I surrender all, I surrender all. The process of being saved requires faith. It requires surrender to Almighty God. I surrender all, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Make me, Savior, wholly Thine. Let me feel Thy Holy Spirit. Truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. My friends, the formula for salvation includes believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It includes believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. It includes believing that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. It includes surrendering to Almighty God. And that's how you get to the point of obeying God, believing the Word of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And when you have faith, the faith to obey God, to surrender to God, to let God be your God instead of you being your own God, that's how one gets saved. Surrender to Him today. Surrender to Him. That's what those of us who are saved have done. We're not asking you to do anything that we haven't done. That's how we became saved. We surrendered. We ask Him, "Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, please save my soul. I surrender to Thee." My friends, when you surrender to God, it's not what you give up that's so valuable. It is what you get. Oh, what you get. You get life eternal. You become the child of God. Right now, you are a creature of God. You are a person created by God. In order to become a child of God, you must be saved. You must be born again. And becoming born again includes believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the process and the road to salvation, believing that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us in John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That's why I'm preaching to you. That's why I'm talking to you. That's why I'm encouraging you. God wants you to have everlasting life when you leave planet Earth. I, His preacher, have the obligation to help you become saved, become born again, help you get everlasting life. Believe the Word of God, surrender to Him, and watch how He will bless you immensely for the remainder of your life. Surrender, surrender, surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. Then you can stand on that solid rock. On the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Once you surrender and are saved, you can then sing, "On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Thank you. If you're not saved, particularly now, in all times, in all places, whatever age a person lives in, he or she needs to be saved. But at the offering of this particular worship in the year 2025, as reckoned by our calendar, you really need to be saved. Ask the Lord to save you. Just say, "Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, please save my soul." You may say, "Well, I don't really understand what I'm asking." He understands. Just believe God. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the person who died to pay for the sins you have done and the sins of the entire world. When you put your faith in Him, Almighty God puts that on your sin account. You repent of your sins. Tell God, "I'm sorry," and pledge to God that you're not going to sin anymore. You don't plan to sin anymore. We can't guarantee we're not going to sin, but at least we must intend to not sin. We must not intend to sin. We must get rid of the intention to sin. People talk and they try to fool God. Don't try to fool God. That's the most foolish thing we can do. God knows your heart. Search your heart. Ask God to search you. So, "God, search me." You might want to read Psalm 139. You might want to read Psalm 139. But pray, "Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, save my soul." That's what I prayed when I got saved at age 12 years old in a church. I said, "Oh Lord, save my soul." We had what we call the mourner's bench. We had to go down, they would call it. And I went two nights or three nights. I think at least two nights, maybe three nights. "But the Lord saved my soul." He will save you. I wouldn't kid you. I wouldn't mislead you. The Lord will save you. Say, "Oh Lord, save my soul." Even if you don't feel anything right then, the Lord will save you at His own time. But you ask. Your job is to ask, to ask, to ask, to pray, to ask Him, to ask Him. You may say, "I can't make Him save me." You don't have to. But He told His prophets, "Call unto me and I will answer you." We pray to God. We don't always see the prayer manifest right then. But God works. We pray, we pray, we pray. And God works at the perfect time. God's time is perfect. His timing is perfect. You ask, and believe God. Believe Him to act at the perfect time. You start praying. That lets Him know that you're willing to deal with Him. Some of you are not willing to deal with God. You got to be willing to deal with God. I have a friend who's a preacher who says, "God does business with people who mean business." What my friend who's a preacher says, "God does business with people who mean business." You got to mean business when you talk to God. You got to mean business. He knows your heart. He knows if you're trying to trick Him because you want something. God knows all about that. He does business with people who mean business. Meaning business. You start asking Him. You start asking Him sincerely, "Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, save my soul." He knows what that means. He knows exactly what it means. He saved us and He will save you. "Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, save my soul." You keep on, how long, Reverend? Until He saves you. Until you know that you're saved, you keep praying, "Oh Lord, save my soul." God is everywhere. Doesn't have to be in your house. Doesn't have to be in a church. A church is a good place to pray that. Church is a good place because the saints are there. And they can sing and attack the enemy who's been attacking you. Those spirits of Satan that have been telling you to stay away from God and don't talk to God. When the saints pray and sing, they come up against the forces of the evil one. That's why you ought to go to church. You don't have to go to church to be saved, but that's a good place to be saved because you got more help there. You got the holy people of God, and they can recognize the devil who is trying to hold you back, and they can get you saved. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. "Oh Lord, save my soul." Pray, "Oh Lord, save my soul. Oh Lord, save my soul." And my friends, when you know that you're saved, contact a Christian minister and a ministry. Request and receive Christian baptism. Christian baptism is very important. When you know you are saved, when you know the Lord has saved you, contact a Christian minister and or ministry, request and receive Christian baptism. The Lord will send people to help you. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Friends, you need to be saved if you're not saved. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.